We're talking about taking a field recording of a forest and transforming that into a rhythmical sound design element in a piece of music. So the first step is to take this field recording and put it on just about any EQ. So what we can do with this low-pass filter and playing with the frequency that it's doing the low-pass filtering with is play with the track and see if you can come up with some sort of part that kind of makes sense over time. Record that as automation on the EQ. And now that we have that low-pass filter performance recorded, we can turn this into something rhythmic. Now, there are a lot of plugins that will do this sort of effect, which is creating like a tremolo effect. I sometimes call it an LFO effect. These plugins pretty much work the same. You choose the speed of the chopping or the tremolo. And if you're synced to the session like this is, you can do it within a subdivision of the quarter note. If you're new to recording automation or plugin automation on your DAW, this all might look a little overwhelming and even scientific, but I promise there's no math. It's just a matter of learning how to do it in whatever DAW you're using and the plugins that you're using.